It's Joy Garner, Labour Police and Crime Commissioner candidate. I'm quite concerned, actually, that our priorities need to be around preventative work as well as what's happening now. We're losing up to 400 police, and with the staffing and PCSOs by the 2015, that'll be 800 members of staff. Now, we need to work on prevention as well as the cure, and with councils also, like Stoke-on-Trent Council, having to lose 38 and another £20 million year on year to go with the cuts. Things like youth work and all those things, they're also under threat, and we need to stop people getting into the ladder and climbing it, becoming professional criminals, blighting the lives and becoming the issues and problem families of our futures. We need to really break that. So there's lots of issues around trying to find ways of getting funding, like better working arrangements together jointly between the Safer City Partnerships and the other community safety groups across the whole county. There's about 10 of them. And looking at the way they're contracting and having other innovative ways of working with the third sector around working arrangements and working in partnership better and smarter. What I'm really not happy with is the way that this present county council, the Tory-led county council, is going through privatising so many things. And if there's a profit to be made, then why aren't we already sorting out running things efficiently and using that money in better services? I don't see why we should be privatising things like young people's services and adult social care. And that really concerns me, especially if that same person then gets elected to run our policing. We are policed by consent in this country. And Robert Peel did say that the police are actually just members of the public being paid to do what we should as citizens already be doing but haven't got the time to do. And I don't think paying for companies like G4S and getting us into a situation like with the Olympics is a good situation at all. On top of the other police that we've already promised to the Olympics, we're having to send yet another 30-odd to top them up, and the other police forces are doing the same as well. So privatisation is a big concern.
Is it correct that Stafford Borough is a problem area within Staffordshire, that crime is rising in Stafford Borough where it's going down in other areas in Staffordshire?
I don't think it's fair to say that crime is going up and down like that. It's certain crimes are. There's been a rise in certain areas on things like burglaries and theft from cars. And it's interesting that this is part of the preventative thing we need to do more of, maybe. I think places like Tamworth and a few others in that area, people leaving still laptops and sat-navs, mobile phones, cash on view in their cars. And of course, then there's break-ins and people are taking things from there. And considering the weather we've had, there's a bit of a surprise, but pushbacks have been stolen across the county. There's a big upsurge in theft of cycles, even from locked sheds, so that people need to, take the frame numbers and all sorts of things and make sure they're well insured around that. So it's different issues in different areas. Right.